This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wow, Radio Law Talk. Well, you know what? I'm so excited to be here today. It's the 13th of February, 2021. I'm here with Denise Dirks. I'm Frederick Penny. We got Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Let me tell you, don't you realize, are you guys out there realizing there's some hand sanitizers that just stink? I mean, they just stink. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but, you know, a lot of it's good that you rub your hands together and it smells nice and fresh. And, you know, this hand sanitizer we have in here at Radio Law Talk, look at, smell it. I want you guys to smell this thing. That smells horrible.
Let me just tell you something.
It smells like my dog.
See the
that's the brand.
Well, it is a canine urinal brand.
That is.
I've used so much hand sanitizer. I go to the bathroom and I sanitize the urinal.
I'll tell you, my bank is genius because their hand sanitizers. You use it and it smells like a Mai Tai. You know, you use the hand sanitizer. I feel like I'd probably get a DUI just leaving the bank after using the hand sanitizer.
You know,
but it puts it. But the whole thing is the only time because I'm not a drinker, but the only time that I've ever really smelled Mai Tais was when I was in Hawaii.
Oh.
And they say that the sense of smell is the one most closely tied to memory. So every time I use that hand sanitizer, now I'm relaxed, feeling like I'm in a luau. You know, now the tellers aren't doing hula dances, but I don't care. My mind is there. Yeah. It's genius, I tell you.
That's
genius.
A great business opportunity
The internet people say, you know, Facebook is saying, dang, if we could just put smell on our Facebook ads, we'd make trillions
instead
of just billions.
You've got to think of something. When you go into a store, it makes you stay there longer, and it's like, excuse me, sir or ma'am, more hand sanitizer for you. I've just done that 5 times now. What smell is it today?
Yeah, I don't understand businesses sometimes. Remember when the pandemic started? You had to wear a mask when you went into any store.
Yeah.
I went into an auto parts store. They're like, can't come in if you don't have a mask. Like the cops right there. If I was at auto parts store, somebody comes up without a mask, I'd be sitting out there with that box of Max masks that's cheap. You don't have one? Here. Thank you for coming to our store. I'm giving it to you.
And
come
never mind
in.
That it smells like used crankcase oil. That's part of the...
You know what? It's that bleach and hydrochloroquine. You probably won't get it.
That's true, too. You're right. I didn't think about that. That's like a semi-medicine. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever
we're talking about. We'll probably get all Facebook, Instagram will cut us off because we said something that wasn't proper about what's going on with the pandemic.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The funny thing, we've been going for like 2 or 3 minutes. Denise is sitting over here looking at both of us like... I can't believe I do this on Saturday.
No, she
mornings.
Gave me the look already too. Which is just shut up.
Good heavens, where is the co-host Valium? I can slip in their drinks and just like come down a couple of notches.
Hi, Denise.
855 Law Radio. Can you see her in court? But all the argument on the other side, and the court, the judge saying something, and Denise sitting there saying, "Counsel, do you have anything to say?" Please, counsel. Please, that stare is killing us.
No, this is the way it works for Denise in court.
Yeah.
Counsel's making an argument. Denise looks at the judge and rolls her eyes, and without saying a word, the judge says, "Sustained." Sustained. Let the record reflect that Ms. Dirks rolled her eyes in a very "this is hearsay, Your Honor" type manner. I'm sustaining that objection.
Tells her opponent, okay, move on with it.
Exactly.
Well, case is over. Dirks didn't say anything again. And she wins.
Sometimes less is more, guys.
Denise Dirks, a Jedi mind trick lawyer.
Yeah,
you know,
very good at
this
it.
This isn't the result you're looking for. Move along.
I know. so she said less is more, so that's perfect for you.
Yes, just, I'm not even going to go there. No. Hey, is this water I have in front of me? Squirrel!
Bad time to bring that.
855 Law Radio, if you haven't turned it off already, 855 Law Radio. Go to radiolawtalk.com, or you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, just about any social media place, Facebook. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. Please don't use us and say, oh my gosh, Radio Law Talk caused me to go out and go, do some legal issues, and they told me this and that, and I talked to the judge, and the judge yelled at me because I used Radio Law Talk. No, don't do that. But, Denise, this time it's your turn. What times can you use Radio Law Talk?
Well, I think the times you can use Radio Law Talk is when you are trying to be the naysayer to they say type information.
Oh.
So when people say, you know, they say this, then you're rebuttal is going to be naturally, well, I heard on Radio Law Talk.
That's true.
That.
And not just at the dinner table, but in the car at the grocery store.
Exactly. I heard Radio Law Talk being mentioned at the bailiff station at the court. When you walk in, you go through the metal detectors.
You could use it on a, as a rebuttal on a date. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I retract that advice. Probably best not to use it.
Well, my sense is you could also use it if the judge is wearing a Radio Law Talk t-shirt. You could probably use it.
Oh, yeah. Or if one of the attorneys is dressed as a cat on the Zoom call.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to talk about that,
believe it or not.
We are going to talk about the viral lawyer video that everyone's probably soon seen about the Zoom cat. But what we're going to talk about here is what's going on in the courts and what it's like for us to deal with Zoom and all this technology within the court system. It's kind of interesting. We've got a good perspective on it and some little tidbits that I'm going to bring up about it very interesting.
I'm just going to tell you, based on all the stuff we're going to talk about, my paranoia level is through the roof.
Yeah.
With I sure hope nobody heard that. Or nobody.
I know. And, no, you look. What happened? Don't you do this? Oh, you look.
You need a white noise machine right there with you.
Now, have you done this, Denise? You look and you say something and you're going, and you thought you had it on mute, and you look and you go, and you're like sweating. It's like, oh, yeah, I was on mute.
Well, it's, what's even?
Your Honor, you're full of a. Oh, good.
I hate this judge. Ooh, did I say that out loud?
What's even worse is when you're on like a Zoom chat with a bunch of, you know, in gallery view. There's like 10 of you in a Zoom chat, right? And you're thinking, okay, I'm in my house, no big deal. Maybe I'm just going to let one go there, flatulate just a little bit. It's audible on the Zoom. Not only is it audible on the Zoom chat, but your square turns green and tells everybody, this is where it came from. And you're like, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm on the Hollywood Squares.
I mean, didn't you learn from letting it go in the pool that you can be caught?
These are all anecdotes that I have
heard. Blue dye in the pool, green dye on Zoom, yes. Todd is doomed.
I'll tell you what, it ain't easy being me.
We're also going to talk about Gorilla Glue lawsuit. We are going to talk about the latest, that's the Kobe Bryant case that the NTSB came out with their report, and let me tell you, I had some phone calls with my lawyers, and we have, without getting into detail, we have helicopter cases also that we're handling, and it's like, let's see, it's been a year and a half, we got the preliminary in ours, and we haven't got ours yet. How did they get theirs in 2 months? Interesting.
Yes.
Because you wait for the NTSB, because they,
Celebrity court.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything, but I was just kind of, but, don't get me wrong, we did get our preliminary reports, but, it's interesting how quick this came forth, and I'm not bringing up anything. Robin Hood lawsuit, Anheuser-Busch seltzer suit, and what Anheuser-Busch can't do with their seltzer ads. We're going to talk about that stuff. But the thing that everybody's here for is the most important thing is case or no case. We're going to have a case or no case when we come back. And our good friend is going to try to stump us.
A case of sibling rivalry today, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be back after this. Cal, take us out.
I'd be glad to. Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. And remember, we are on the air live 9 to noon Saturdays Pacific Time. If you can't catch us then, if your station carries only 1 hour, then go over to RadioLawTalk.com and you can podcast all of our previous episodes. Or if you prefer, you can listen to us there live on RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y lawyers.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family...
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you serious? Oh, down, down.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Hey, Cal, could you shoot me a few more kitty sayings? You know, just listen, what else we got going, man? This makes me feel good after I hear a few kitty sayings.
Well, so you want some more now?
Well, just
meow.
Like,
Oh, not kitty, K-I-T-T-Y.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, that's
come on. That is armadillo. Stop whining.
I wonder how many people know what she's saying when she says, it sounds like she's saying, that is armadillo. We had somebody text in or send us a Twitter message that says, who's armadillo? Play that one.
Yeah.
And
that's
what?
Anecdotal.
Anecdotal.
It all came because Fred was telling us a story about a guy from Texas that was exciting, shall we say, and it was a little anecdotal. so I mentioned it to him, and he said, well, let's just do a kitty bumper that says, that is anecdotal, and so we now have a kitty bumper that says,
that is armadillo.
You can't have a three-year-old say anecdotal very well. That's okay.
I know adults that can't even pronounce that. So
let's roll it, Cal. Let's just roll what we're here for.
Okay, yeah, here we go. All right.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I'm ready to win.
John was a world-famous physician and a published author. John's job was to focus on wellness and prevention. His brother, Will, was an uneducated man who was very sharp nonetheless. Little brother Will ran their lucrative medical practice. Will also developed the food for the menu for their guests, for their patients who would come in when they came in to get medical treatment, and they were bitter sibling rivals.
Mm.
John never let Will, the younger brother, forget that John was intellectually superior. After all, I'm a physician, and you barely got an 8th grade education, little Willie, he called him. But Will had a nose for business. Will left his brother's company and started being successful. So the doctor started making his own health diet food away from his doctor brother and selling it nationally. That was not proper, the doctor said, because you're using the same foodstuffs that we're serving in my medical practice. You can't do this. And the doctor used the family name, as did Will. The doctor said, you can't do this. Will said, yes, I can, cannot, can't who, cannot.
Oh, those three of them, huh? Three can-on, can-do, cannot? What?
Well, so they each went to a lawyer and said, case or no case, which is what I ask each of you. Let's see, I think we get to start with Denise today. Denise, case or no case?
Ooh, okay. This reminds me of a real-life story that I just can't talk about right now. But it has to do with...
What the I said, who you said, owns, no, you said, I said, I said, you said?
Yes, no, it's who owns the copyright on the food. And Will was the one that was making the food for the medical practice. So the question is, were they selling that food with the medical practice name on it? Was there any way that they can argue that it was copyrightable? And if so, then I think John's going to win. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say case. And John wins.
All right, fair enough. Fred, what say you? Kate, you said you're ready to win. Let's prove it right here.
Yes.
Here we go.
There's a famous, kind of unknown, but famous exact same thing, almost exact same thing, with a burrito place where the burrito place
really?
Had some special, you know, recipes.
So the Frito brothers are going after each other.
The burrito place, and they fought over the recipes, and the cook, who are best friends, and the owner, decided to split the sheets, and they took off and started another burrito place. And by the way, both burrito places are very well known and are extremely successful. And they decided lawsuits back and forth. And my partner was involved in these lawsuits. And you know what they finally did at the end?
Settled.
All right, you just do yours. I'll do mine. Forget it.
You cook your burrito. I'll cook my burrito.
Yeah, after they realize, lawyer's like, we got to really keep fighting on this. Wait, have I paid you how much so far?
100 grand.
So they just went and they had two separate brands. And they're both doing well financially. So,
and both of their lawyers said, oh, you don't want to let this go, do you? Come on.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
You know what he said about you?
He said.
Are their names similar?
No, completely different.
That's good.
You would never know the difference unless you ate at both, and you go, wow, they are very similar. And by the way, they're in one state, but they expanded throughout the United States. They are not in the same areas, generally speaking.
Can I change my answer?
No. No, for for you. None for you.
No,
okay,
questions.
John. This isn't actually a case, and neither John nor Will can sue one another. They can sue one another. Neither are going to win. They both are going to have the opportunity to use the product. Will, there is no specific, you know, rights to that food for either of them, and either of them can use it. So they both go on and use it, and they both are successful.
Taking a cue from the taco case, there's Fred Penny.
No, burrito place.
What say you, my friend?
Well. You know, I...
Strategery.
So Denise said it was a case and that John
wins.
The smart medical doctor wins.
Mm-hmm.
Fred said it was a case.
And neither win. No one's going to win here.
Okay. So I'm going to say... Look, this one kind of hits home because I have an older brother that kind of used to...
I have three older brothers.
He was really smart. I mean,
Dave.
No, Dave's my younger brother.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. But my older brother, a lot of horsepower upstairs. I mean, this guy is a 97th percentile in the GMAT, probably should have gone, but never did. And he always talked down to me until I had been in law school for half of a semester, got together for Thanksgiving. Now, he was so deferential to me. Everything was prefaced. Now, I haven't been to law school, so I don't know if this is... And it's like, that was worth the tuition alone, just to take him down a couple pegs. What does this have to do with my answer?
I don't know.
I'm going to say that this... Because I'm so far behind, I'm just going with not a case. It's strategic for me. No case, because I'm trying to pick up points, and that'll be 2 points for me if I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm still so far behind. Well, you know, big deal. So,
what harm is it going to do
exactly
at that juncture?
But tell us yet, because I want Cal to...
I can't tell you.
I know you can't tell us until the break. So.
Well, let me tell you what the scores are.
All right, what's the score?
Yeah, let's do
the
that.
The score, number one place is... Fred.
Federico Santavo.
At 37.
Okay.
He has 11 points more than Todd. Todd's 26.
Wow.
And I'm kind of mid-range at 32.
And the winner goes to 50, right?
The winner goes to 50, and first to get 50 is going to get dinner wherever they want, their choice, and the other three maybe, will have to pay.
I wish I was a couple of dinners behind us, I'm pretty sure.
In the tent, outside, in the parking lot. We'll be back.
That's true.
Answer to Case or No Case is coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com.
USA Radio News.
Hundreds of volunteers should give us an idea of how the COVID vaccine affects children. Oxford University in England announcing a study this month will look at how children react to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The vaccine will be tested on over 200 volunteers between the ages of 6 and 17. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the CDC's pathway to reopening schools facing some questions. The CDC yesterday unveiling a color-coded chart districts can use when deciding when and how much to reopen. New York Medical College professor Dr. Bob Lahita tells CBS News he supports the new guidelines.
This is a very good guide. I think at least it's some sort of a guide.
CNN, though, reporting that 99% of children currently live in the chart's red zones, meaning areas where COVID transmissions are highest. The CDC recommends schools in those zones remain closed or offer hybrid learning. CNN also says less than 100,000 children in the U.S. live in blue zones, where transmission rates are at their lowest and schools could fully reopen. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Well, 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 Cal, you could go ahead and do whatever you want, but I say you go ahead and tell us what happened with the two brothers, the smart one and the not so smart, that was actually pretty smart.
But they were both really smart, but one did not want to acquiesce to his more business-wise younger brother, I think is probably what it'll come to.
Right.
Well, let's go forward and give you the answer to case or no case. Who said this was a case? That would be Denise and Fred. Well, 1 point for you guys.
Yes!
Good job.
Newman.
Now,
okay.
Will actually did sue his brother John, Dr. John, countersued the lawsuit.
They sued each other.
Their suing bullets went all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court over the issue of who had the right to use the name, wait for it, Kellogg's.
What?
Kellogg's on a box of cereal. The doctor thought, I'm the world-famous doctor. I'm the digestive guru. It's me. And Will said, hey, wait a minute. I've spent millions advertising Kellogg's cornflakes. They think of me. And guess what? The younger brother, Will, won.
We both lost. On that.
Because I took
John. Think now I remember that.
And this says nothing about the other major manufacturer of cereal in Battle Creek, Michigan, C.W. Post, who actually stole the formulas from Kellogg.
Did he?
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? About Post, I do know that it's his wife that really launched the brand.
Yeah, she was
a superstar.
He went to their sanitarium
and was
eating and helping make the cereal because he couldn't afford the cost to be in.
Yeah.
And he went, hey, this looks pretty easy.
So that was the John and Will was basically, was that a pseudonym?
What's the last name?
Kellogg.
Kellogg.
Oh, it was Kellogg.
The best to you each morning, right?
Yeah, but was that the real name, John and Will, or did you?
John and William. Yeah, Jonathan and William. Yeah.
Wow, that is an interesting.
It's
a top 10.
That
was a really good
layout. You think that was a good one?
Yes.
That was an excellent one.
Thank you. Every once in a while.
Especially because Todd lost.
I get it. Oh, man.
I don't know.
Having flashbacks to marriage. Good heavens.
Oh. Next hour, the case of the drunk and the vandalized car on case. Or no.
Again, flashback to marriage. Oh, no. What is the problem here? Oh.
Oh, those
I've been reading Todd's journal.
Well, maybe we should talk about a woman who was not so satisfied with her husband.
Oh, that doesn't remind me of marriage at all.
Go ahead.
Please, do tell.
I was going to talk about the Texas lawyer, but you go ahead and talk about the unsatisfied woman. Who's that?
Oh, I'm going to talk about the Colorado lawyer.
Do it, then. Do
yeah.
it.
Yes.
She's a lawyer that has been very outspoken about animal rights.
Oh, yes, her. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
And she's out of Colorado.
Yes.
And she's, you know, she finds out something really dramatic about her estranged husband.
What?
He's cheating with the au pair.
Well, it's not cheating if they're estranged.
Well, that's true.
What's au pair?
I don't know. I don't know if it's cheating.
It's a nanny.
Nanny.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, with the nanny.
But honey, I realize there were 100 applicants, but we clearly have to hire this one. Why? She meets all the qualifications. Okay.
No, so she's an au pair.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm a country boy. Au pair. So like, okay, so the au pair.
He's hip-hopping with the maid. How's that?
Okay, there we go. There
well,
we go.
What do you like about her? She had a nice au pair. I'll tell you what.
She's not a maid. She's a nanny.
Babysitter, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Takes care of the kids just like, you know,
sounds like
Kobe Bryant's wife.
Takes care of him,
mother.
Too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it. Stop it. I'm so sorry.
We're really
dressing up like little Bo Peep.
We are.
Whatever. Go on.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
So
tell us about the Colorado. Carol Baskin.
She tried to hire a ranch hand to get rid of both her husband and the nanny.
Now, when you say get rid of, do you mean take them to another state and drop them off, or do you mean...
Perhaps it was more foul play than that.
Oh, and their existence on the planet.
But she's got a pretty good defense. I mean, even though they set her up and they did this investigation and the ranch hand decided to turn state's evidence, if you will.
Right.
She called it off at a certain point. She called it off.
Okay.
And yet they still arrested her. They still charged her with... attempted homicide and, oh gosh, all these three or four different things, and retaliation against witnesses,
right.
And attempts to influence public servants. This sounds like she might have tried to bribe somebody. And that's it. I mean, it's really kind of crazy because she got arrested even though she called it off and said, we're not doing it.
Did she pay money? Did she actually give them money? I mean, was a transaction that had occurred?
Here's the
money.
Here's the reason why the fact that she called it off. Look, that might be a defense to actually attempted murder, right? But she is still facing charges of solicitation. I mean, the ranch hand was a former sniper in the Army, in the military.
Well, one of them was.
The other thing that she's facing is conspiracy to commit murder. Now, look, if you conspire with another person to murder a third party, fourth party in this case, and then you are deemed to have taken substantial steps to accomplish it, even though you later call it off, you're still guilty of conspiracy.
She also had been, she was involved in domestic violence. So she had been stalking her ex, she had been doing a bunch of stuff, so that was also part of this.
Not just involved with domestic violence. We're talking her legal trouble over the year previous to this. She was facing 16 felonies and 16 misdemeanors alleging domestic violence. 32 counts of domestic violence over the previous year.
Wow.
Now, you start dividing that by 12, 32 divided, that's like over two and a half reports or instances a month on average.
And these are allegations now.
These are allegations.
So the allegation is save the kitty and off the ex-husband?
Yeah. It's like, who has more rights? The animals do.
She definitely liked her animals more than her hubby. That sounds like.
Well, the police had the report forms all copied up with their names on them. They just went in and filled in the blanks.
That's true.
Yeah, apparently her LinkedIn page describes the animal rescue nonprofit that she was working as. The group aims to accentuate the bond between humans and animals. Not between humans and humans, mind you. No. Humans and animals. Mm. So,
but that's ironic. It isn't, the reason this is so sensational is ironic that she's really out there trying to help animals, yet trying to, at least allegedly, you know, trying to off the ex-spouse. And Denise, you're a family law attorney, and so you, I'm not saying you see this, but it can get brutal when there's divorces and stuff like that. They're not happy.
Yeah, I actually had a case where the former spouse purchased a life insurance policy by forging the other spouse's name, and was practice shooting a gun in the house and actually shot a little rat between the eyes.
Oh, so she was good by then, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was kind of a frightening
future. Wait, you can't get a life insurance policy that way? Oh, crap. That's a joke.
Listen, if we're talking about that, let's talk about Larry King, who passed away.
This is
a very interesting issue here.
Well, he was married like 15 times, right?
I know that, but at the time he passed away, he was in the middle of a divorce with his then wife that he had actually, I think, one of the longest times he was married and had two children with the wife. And this wife was left out of his will, and ready for this, apparently, and this is still under investigation, apparently he had a normal will and testament, whatever he had, and this was a handwritten will that superseded the supposed, you know, lawyer drawn up one that there was thoughtfully gone through. And it said, basically, he's leaving it to his children. And by the way, here's another wrench. At the time he wrote that, and that's called what's called a holographic will, right? That's just, he wrote this handwritten note to the children from that time period that he wrote that will, the handwritten will that superseded the normal will, and his death, two of his children had passed away.
That's right.
And so we got this whole convoluted thing set up that, number one, he was supposedly not final. His divorce was not finalized, and we're going to talk to Denise about that. And two of the children had passed away during this time period. It was a handwritten will after the fact. And ready for the biggest shocker for me? This is the shocker. $2
billion.
That's bizarre. I'm not going to be arrogant. That's not a lot of money. Larry King was
I was very shocked at the at that amount for the estate.
But he has nine ex-wives.
Well, that is true.
You know, think
about
it.
Larry King? I mean, the guy, at least for those of you who are younger listening, he was an icon in the news industry.
He owned the radio, owned the interview format, the long...
He was the man.
That's why he had to work so long.
He wrote the will right after he separated from his last wife.
But he had to work so long because he had all those ex-wives to pay.
Well, we're going to talk a little more about this. We're going to get Denise's perspective as a family law attorney. But bizarre, $2 million and nowadays doesn't seem like a lot. We'll be back.
All right. Radio Law Talk will continue here in just a minute.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's STRAUSS, StraussNaturals.com.
Hi, my name is Lily.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 480. 8542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio and RadioLawTalk.com.
So call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us, or and I'm going to throw out on our Twitter and our Instagram at Radio Law Talk a picture of Cal, our producer. He is so dressed to the T, sitting behind the beautiful, you know, not I'm going to say the, what do you call those doors?
In the hermetically sealed control room, yes.
We can see him.
Audio console, yes.
Yeah, but he looks so fancy. I'm gonna put that up so you guys can see how fancy, dancy Cal is. And we appreciate you dress up for this occasion for the three of us. And I know it's
that. Is that a kitty tie?
This is a tie with two of my grandchildren's picture on them.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is where I'm going afterward. One of them is undergoing a baptism today, and my wife and I are going to attend. So
that's exactly.
He's dressed up for a joyous occasion. Let's not argue over who killed who's
father. Sorry, flashback to a couple episodes ago. We were in a Monty Python kit.
And you should have. And the best part is we're going to try to go Facebook Live next week or the week after. Some of the most entertaining things is during the break.
I might be gone.
Oh, that's okay. But we're going. It's the most entertaining thing is during the break. And Denise and Todd were talking some very interesting issues, legal issues about Larry King's handwritten will and the estate and the divorce proceedings. Now, look, I practice in Washington D.C. and California. Todd and Denise practice in California, but a lot of this applies nationwide. So don't say, oh, I'm in Texas, because well, this is a nationwide radio show. But here's some interesting things you guys have brought up. Bring it up, Todd, again.
Well, look, So we're going to talk about Larry King, and this is really in Denise's wheelhouse. The only thing I'm really going to say right now, and this is what came up in the discussion, is for anybody listening, and by the way, this is all going to come up when we talk about Bruce Springsteen, same advisement to everyone. Pay close attention to the terminology being used, because it's easy to confuse one thing for another, and they aren't the same things, and it means something different, specifically in this case. The potential difference, if there is an issue in this case with Larry King, between a legal separation, where you file the paperwork and you're legally separated, versus a date of separation, which, if I understand correctly, Denise, is just the date two people decide they're going to live separate, even though their divorce isn't final. Those can have an impact on how community property is apportioned, when it starts, when it stops, and what the effect of somebody who dies in the middle of divorce proceedings, what effect that might have on the proceedings, depending on which type of separation you have. But with that, I say, Denise, take it away.
Well, the important thing here is Larry King died, and he did not have his divorce final.
Yes.
So, because he didn't have his divorce final, that means that the marriage was still intact. And his wife can go, at least under California law, his wife can go and seek what's called an abatement of the divorce action, and it goes away, and she gets everything.
Yeah, not half and half, like people think, half hers. No.
No, and
she
so what's interesting in this, in Larry King's having this handwritten will, is that he's attempting to give at least $2 million to his children. Now, we don't know if that's his separate estate or community estate. That's not really determined at this point, but it will be determined. So, once the parties separated, which would be a date certain, that's the date everybody looks at to divide the property and the debts. Okay? That's different than a date of separation, or than a legal separation. A legal separation is an alternative process to a divorce. And when you have a legal separation judgment, then you're still married, but there's no more community. So as of the date of that legal separation judgment, there is no longer community, and you earn your own separate property. So that's a distinction. Divorce ends the marriage.
So just looking at dates here for Larry King and Sean. So Larry first filed for divorce in 2010, but later retracted that. Then, in 2019, in August of 2019, he files for divorce again. 2 months later, he does this handwritten will where he leaves his estate to his five children, two of whom are now deceased. So there's only three of those children left. So the one question that I have, and what we don't know, is when they separated, or when he filed for divorce in August of 2019, were they just separated at that point, or were they legally separated?
They were not legally separated.
Okay, so if they were not legally separated, and she now files an abatement, she can go back and take everything.
Yes.
If they were legally separated, official judgment and stuff, then she can't go back and file an abatement. She's still dealing with community property from the date of marriage until the date of the legal separation, correct?
If they were legally separated.
If they were legally separated, yes. Okay.
Is this the time when people used to have to put a notice in the newspaper, be it known that I'm no longer living with my wife, Frederica, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, and they say, and I'm no longer responsible for her debts? I mean, people used to have to post that stuff in the paper. I can remember reading it when I was a kid here in California. Did it have to do that anymore, I take it?
No, that was under a different kind. There was an interlocutory type of a situation. So that's a little different. That is past news, if you will, and the past law, and it doesn't exist anymore, not in today's world.
Now you just go on Facebook and change your relationship status.
Yeah.
God is now single.
Exactly.
After going through all that, can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Who's on first now?
No, I'm curious about this. What we don't know is the $2 million estate what Larry King earned after they had a date of separation? Because after the date of separation, his earnings would become his separate property. So that's what we don't know. We don't know if $2 million is really truly his separate property estate.
So maybe that's
or
why
if
he
it's
even
part
did
and parcel
that
of the whole.
Maybe that's why he did the whole thing, so he could have some money he could give to his kids that he didn't have to share with the.
And that could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
You know what's interesting, though? They go through all this. You know, they go through all this, rigmarole to, okay, ready for this. All right, now, I'm reading from FoxBusiness.com. What is Larry King's net worth? Now, again, this is from FoxBusiness.com. By 2010, King's final year at CNN, his contract was worth $56 million, and his net worth was estimated at $144 million.
So he wanted a few nickels to give to his kids.
According to TMZ.
Right. Yeah.
And this is, and I've got, this is January 23rd, 2001. Again, I don't know, but this is where I'm reading this from. That's why, what is this $2 million estate? You know, I don't get that. I mean,
well, if it's after the date they separated, then his earnings become his separate earnings. So that $2 million could be what he earned after the date of separation. That's a potential, probably a very plausible idea.
Now, I will say this. Look, to a certain extent, because none of us have the legal paperwork that was filed, I haven't seen the holographic. I don't know. Every time I hear holographic will, I'm thinking, is that what Tupac did? But we don't have any of that. And so what we're really doing is we are relying on publications, things that come out that are written by people that might not be in the legal world.
Okay.
And they try to interpret something and goes out. And so these are the different things that I've read. First, that he's got a net worth on some locations
of
$50 million.
Yeah, that's according to Daily Mail.
Yeah, and then there's other places that say, no, the $2 million refers to his personal property, not assets, like physical property, like land holdings, houses, things like that. That is the $2 million that was split among his five children. It doesn't refer to stocks, bank accounts, other assets and stuff. And so it's really all over the map in terms of what this is really referring to, because the source of the information is from people that are looking for a good story. And they, again, what did I start off with when we started this? Pay special attention to the terminology, because they can be very close, but they're not always the same. And a lot of the reports coming out, I think, are being misinterpreted by folks.
You know what the most important thing about this story is, though?
What's that?
At the funeral, everybody wore those suspenders in honor of
Did they really?
Him.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
They all wore suspenders.
How'd they get a funeral? How did that work?
That went fast. They, in the Jewish faith, apparently they do it very quickly. That's their belief, and they did it very quickly.
Interesting. His Jewish faith tradition, but he was a baptized Mormon as well. Did you know this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, true story. Yeah.
His spouse, Sean King, she's a Mormon, and so he was baptized in the Mormon church around the same time they got married.
Nice.
Yeah. But that's still, that's when I saw the $2 million. He's good one way
We're
or the
done?
Other.
Are we done?
Yeah, $2 million estate they're talking about. I just couldn't believe that. But others are saying he's worth $50 million. We're going to be following this as time goes and figure out what's going on, because I think there's more than $2 million.
If he's worth $50 they're talking about $2 million. Sean King's probably like, yeah, go ahead, take the $2 million. I'm keeping the $48 million.
That's right. Well, we'll come back hour two. We got another case or no case. Hold on, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
As we always do on Radio Law Talk on your local radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com, either live or via podcast. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here in 6 minutes.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.